Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we're looking at sunshine with some clouds here and there, high of about 38. Right now in Kenosha, 35 degrees, 32 Burlington, Milwaukee 36, and it's 35 in Racine. An SUV hit a power pole, then St. Casimir's Church at Washington Road and 10th Avenue in Kenosha about 3:45 this morning. It caused some power issues and a search by police for the occupants. One of the first arriving officers reported a large spark in the air while Kenosha fire crews told Joint Services Dispatch about a power line down on 10th Street and that the pole was leaning across Washington Road. Two of the three occupants were eventually confronted by police fairly quickly. No injuries, we're told. An alarm at nearby Washington Middle School believed to have been related to that accident. 45 people killed in traffic crashes on Wisconsin roads in November, according to the state DOT. That is 6 fewer than a year ago, and it's less than the 5-year average for the month of November. The safest November since World War II, back in 2012 with 36 traffic fatalities. 1973 was the deadliest. 110 people were killed. Kenosha County Board of Supervisors this week accepting a $4,200 grant from the Department of Military Affairs and Homeland Security. It's to pay for a future tabletop exercise. Supervisor Daniel Esposito says this is going to help prepare the county in the event of a railroad-related incident.
We all know in the news lately there's been a lot of issues with rails and rail cars, and there is a lot of cargo that goes through Kenosha County via rail.
The grant going to be used to cover consultants' fees for planning, preparing, facilitating the tabletop exercise. It'll be coordinated by the Office of Emergency Management. A woman from Kansasville gets sentenced to probation and 30 days in the county jail. She pled no contest to several charges resulting from Racine County Sheriff's deputies being called to her home about a fight, but instead finding deplorable living conditions. 46-year-old Josephine DeGroote there with her two sons. One deputy wrote, however, there is no way to describe the foul odor that permeated the residence. Also documented evidence of drug activity. DeGroote pleading no contest to four misdemeanors, including contributing to a minor's delinquency and child neglect. The judge in the case ordering her not to possess or live with any pets. In Menominee Falls, the parents there of students are being warned about the spread of whooping cough. It's a letter to parents that says students may have been exposed to pertussis in classes recently. Falls High School officials indicate that anybody with questions needs to contact their doctor or call the public health office. Parents of Tremper High School students in Kenosha recently told of a case of whooping cough in that school. 50 Racine Unified students are going to be able to pick out Christmas gifts for themselves and others for the second annual Shop with a Cop event at the Mount Pleasant Walmart. Racine Police partnering up with Mount Pleasant Police for this event. RPD Officer Christy Brightchaff says that the school district helped to choose the students from a group of some 200 nominees. They needed to meet several of the criteria, with most important it being a good behavior with these students.
They don't have to be A students. They don't have to be straight B students, but they have to come to school every day with a positive attitude, ready to learn, be an example student, and have to have really good behavior. Most of them also have the need at home, so we are just kind of giving them a little extra joy for the holiday season.
The Shop with a Cop event this Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. A lot of other local police and fire departments holding similar events before Christmas. And household incomes in most areas of Wisconsin are sliding, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Latest numbers out show median household incomes off significantly in two-thirds of the state's counties from 2009 to 2014, but comparable to a national decline of 7.5%. Adams and Florence counties posting increases in median household incomes. Racine County showing a 7.9% decrease. The health insurance segment of Children's Hospital of Wisconsin might offer coverage in the Affordable Care Act exchange in 2017. No final decision's been made, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. United Healthcare is considering exiting the marketplace after 2016. That would create a void that Children's Community Health Plan might be able to fill. The Racine Common Council this week supporting a requested extension of a city guarantee for revolving loan fund help to Altus Vinyl, which relocated last year from Olson Industrial Park on the far southeast side to the old Haben Horlick Business Complex on St. Patrick Street. City Administrator Tom Friedel said this involves gap coverage on loan language between the city and the state.
We are guaranteeing a loan that WIDA made to Altus Vinyl, and we are the backup for that. We were allowed to give them a 5-year loan. and WIDA gave them a 7-year loan, so there's a 2-year gap. By approving this, you would be guaranteeing the city would back up this loan.
Meanwhile, Carolyn Engel with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation says Altus Vinyl is a great comeback story. Full council had to consider the request without a redevelopment authority recommendation due to an injury suffered by one of the panel members that resulted in a lack of a quorum at the last minute for their meeting. Bus drivers for the Milwaukee County Transit System continuing to push for better working conditions despite approving a new contract this fall. Union President James Macon says that his members need better security because of fights on the buses. They've jumped 34% in the last 5 years, and he says they need better route schedules. Yes, the drivers don't have enough time to even use the bathroom during their shifts. They're forced to speed, run red lights to make scheduled stops on time. And the Milwaukee office of Grant Thornton going to pay the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission $3 million. It's a settlement resulting from improper audit work on a couple of business clients. In addition, former partner Melissa Keppel will pay a $10,000 penalty. Another former partner, Jeff Robinson, fined $2,500 by that federal agency. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. And our newscasts are there whenever you want it. Just go to the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.